Often the priority list gets really like mumbled jumbled. And then at some point in the day, when you gotta call the dentist or put gas in your car or make dinner, it seems like all of those things end up holding the same kind of high priority flag. And then it's like, wait a minute, what is priority at this point? Because if I don't get all of this done today, it feels really like high stakes.
Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to Imperfect Momming, and we have a very special guest today, Coach Shanita Liu. Welcome back to, or welcome to Imperfect Momming.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor to be in community with you.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I am a mother of three little warriors. I am an author. I'm a life coach. I'm also a mystic, and I teach people how to activate their courage so that they can emerge victorious. And the word victorious, many of us know it as being triumphant, which is right, but Merriam-Webster also defines the word victorious as to be fulfilled. And that's not a definition that I was very familiar with, not until I started writing my book. And so I thought about it, fulfillment, gratification, feeling satisfied. What would it be like every day to call my courage to feel that? I want to feel that one. And so that is what I've been doing in my work, in my recent book, but also when I'm working with my clients.
What a fascinating definition of victorious. Like, who knew?
Yeah, and I've also started using the word as a replacement for the word success. Being a reformed, maybe partly recovering, overachieving, box checking, people pleasing perfectionist. Every time I would hear the word success, I would think about all of these external milestones and benchmarks, and then comparing myself to other people and never feeling enough. And I thought, well, what if I reframe success and use the word victorious? Like, at the end of every day, can I ask myself, did I feel victorious today? That just changes the entire energy, and it puts me in a place of like calling in my courage and power versus feeling like I'm behind, I'm not enough, I'm not there yet, or I'm not going to get there anytime soon.
Yeah, I've resonated with how you described your previous self. Box checking overachiever. And we were talking about this on our parent support group this morning, even, is that, you know, there's even something like self-care, you know, when you're in this place where, you know, like, not only is your cup empty, but the mom on the call said, my cup is broken. It's shattered on the ground. Like, and like, I'm laughing, but it's like,
it's so real.
It's so real. Yeah. And, you know, in a previous episode, we were talking about, you know, self-care is no more selfish than putting gas in your car. Right. Mm-hmm. And when you're up to your eyeballs in things to do, and then self-care is something that's just one more thing that's not getting checked, like, then we get crazy guilt that we're not doing the thing, right? Is that something that your clients deal with as well, or
Oh yeah, I deal with
cool.
it. You know, the
Yeah.
guilt, the shame, the inner criticism, you know, the inner judging that comes up because, you know, self-care is all and well. You know, the term started blowing up a lot when I started when I became a coach in 2015. And now, you know, you can't go anywhere without seeing a meme or a graphic about take care of yourself, you know, step outside. And all of that's like really sexy and cool, but at the end of the day, especially if you're a mom, one thing I've noticed is that often the priority list gets really like mumble jumbled. And then at some point in the day, when you gotta call the dentist or put gas in your car or make dinner, it seems like all of those things end up holding the same kind of high priority flag. And then it's like, wait a minute, what is priority at this point? Because if I don't get all of this done today, it feels really like high stakes, right? So then we add all this pressure to ourselves when the truth is, like, I love the gas metaphor because yes, we have to fuel ourselves. And I ain't gonna make that call to the dentist. And I sure as heck will go another day and drive my car without gas if I cannot do what I need to do. And so it's taken me habitual burnout to really get there. To really get it in my skin, in my cells, that I have to take time for me, otherwise I will suffer, and I sure as heck will not feel victorious.
Yeah, I like that you're bringing it back to the victorious thing, because if we can in some way, shape, or form lay our head on the pillow feeling good about ourselves, I think that that really helps in everything that we're doing. But when we're feeling just completely depleted, then we also feel bad about ourselves. And I love that you talked about the priority list, because how many people have you ever met that came into your program knowing what their priorities are?
Well, what happened was, so when it comes to that, right? When a
Sorry.
client comes and they've got their agenda and their priority in their head, I want to make this career move. I want to start my own business. I want to take time for me. All well done, right? We all need some goals. We all need some focus areas. However, when we get underneath the things, where we realize, oh, you don't know how to identify what you need. You're not entirely sure what your values are. You're not entirely sure. I don't think you believe that you deserve to take time for you, right? So that's when we start to dig into all of the mindsets, the stuff that is like seeped in our subconscious that we don't even know about. That's when we start to dig in and go, oh, okay. So that's good that you have that goal, but we got to do some work, right? We have got to clean some stuff up here. We got to let some stuff go, and we need to activate our courage to believe that there are more possibilities that we can picture, and that like we I can't get it wrong. I think this is like some advice I'd love to share with anyone listening. Like, as long as I follow my truth is I need to like take a few breathers during the day. Whatever that truth looks like, you cannot get it wrong. And I think often, especially in motherhood, you know, you don't want to be that person looking like you got it wrong, right? Like, I will Google something to death to make sure that that's what I need to do as a mom, or, you know, right? Like, we're all part of like community groups online and things like that. Everybody's just trying to figure it out. But I think there is this fear under a lot of it that's like, I don't want to get it wrong. Because if I get it wrong with my kid or with my household or whatever it is, who's it gonna look bad on? It's gonna look bad on me. It's gonna show badly on me. And I'm working too darn hard out here for anybody to tell me that I am not doing this right, even if I don't know what I'm doing.
So true. Like I remember just all the things that you said with the moms, like I have this goal and I want to do this business or this, that, or the other thing. And I remember my coach saying, that when he got clear on his priorities, on his values, he realized that no amount of success in the business that he was trying to build would that even create the what it was he was looking for? It wouldn't fulfill his values at all. And so that's why I asked that question, is like we don't know what our values are or what our priorities are. And so when you don't know what those are, it's really difficult to be fulfilled inside of them. And so it's really important to get clear on what it is that's important to you in order to fulfill those important those things that are important to you.
And it's interesting that you say that, because there's like the bucket of folks who might not know what they value, what need, or whatnot. And that's okay, because we don't take classes on this stuff, right? No one is helping us with our own sort of personal growth and self-development. We got to figure it out as we go. But then there might be folks who are doing the work or who have done the work. And I know what I value, but I will admit this, like, I value healthy well-being, fitness, wellness. But for the last 9 years, as I've been birthing children, building a business, and trying to figure out my own identity, I have not been able to put that at the top of the priority list. And I realized that one of my other values is integrity. It is very important to me that when I connect with someone, that they do what they say they're going to do. They follow through. And what I realized was that I wasn't even living in my own integrity. I was betraying myself by checking two more emails versus taking the walk, or making a snack versus asking my husband for help to make snack when he could have certainly did it too. And so I've just been betraying myself quite a bit in the last several years, especially now that I'm, no longer in a sort of postpartum period. And so you might even know your values and might realize, huh, like, I see you over there. I'm not actively in alignment with you, but I know you're there, and it's up to the person to make a choice, right? What choice am I going to make? Am I going to continue putting that one on the back burner, or am I going to be in alignment with that now? And I had to make a choice walking into 2024. I had to call in my courage. I had to walk my talk and go, I have to stop being scared that I'm not going to get these other things done in my daily to-do list, weekly to-do list. I have got to take care of me, because there will be no mom for my children if I don't. I have to be the demonstration. And I also want to tell myself, like, I want to feel victorious at the end of the day. And I cannot feel victorious if my lower hips ache and my knees hurt and my back hurts, because I am not moving my body. So, those are some reckonings that I've had to even make as, like, as a coach, coaching myself through this process.
Yeah. And I've just connected with so many moms recently, like who, 'cause you kind of touched on this with the not knowing who you are at the end of the day, and a mom feeling guilty for and being shamed as a parent by people who weren't even who weren't even moms or who weren't even parents. It's like we have a lot of external noise out there. Those the communities that are simultaneously important and sometimes detrimental to us because there's a lot of opinions out there. And when you're in this place of I don't know who I am, and everybody's throwing opinions at you, and then all of the things are contradicting themselves or contradicting each other. It's like you don't know where to turn, and then all you can do is feel bad.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That is so real. And that's why I wrote my book, Dear Dorga, Mom's Guide to Activate Courage and Emerge Victorious, because when all that external noise is driving me bonkers or making me feel more confused than I already am, the only answer is to turn in. Our courage is this incredible multidimensional energy that we have inside of us. And all we have to do is tap in. All we have to do is say, Hey, courage, look, I don't even know what's going on today. Can you help me? Can you offer me some advice? Can you give me permission to sit down? Because I will keep doing things in the house if I don't. And so that turning in quiets all the noise, but it also allows you to connect with the wisdom that's already inside of you, that you have forever, ever access to help you, especially on those hard days, especially on the days when you're like, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I like it. So say a little more about your book, and what kinds of yummy goodness are people going to find inside there?
Yeah, so I talk about, well, I share it's a self-help memoir. So I share my hot mess express from the last 8 years. Durga, that name belongs to a warrior goddess. In Hinduism, she's got 8 or 10 arms. She like slays all day. She rides a tiger. She don't play. She's the symbolism for courage in Hinduism and to billions of people across the world. And I knew of her, but I didn't like quite know her or worship her specifically growing up. And as I was hopping on the New York City subway in 2015, I realized I was burned out. Can't do this anymore. Need to make a different choice. Connected with a life coach. She asked me to tune into my heart. And immediately Durga shows up and she's like, look, I gotta tell you three things. I got your back, you're more than enough, and you are not alone. And when I heard those three things, I remember crying because I was just like, I forgot. I forgot that I have courage. I forgot that I have this power and strength inside of me, and I gotta design a different life. Otherwise, this is not gonna be sustainable. And that's what I did. And so the book is about me writing. Dear Durga, I used to do channeled writing in my journal. Help me be my courage. You know, she's the metaphor, she's the representation. But not everybody's got a warrior goddess inside them. Maybe it's an aunt, maybe it's your late grandmother. Maybe it's the hummingbird that comes to your window every morning. Maybe it's a lioness. Like whatever that metaphor is for you, we all have it inside of us, and that can be the guiding, symbolism to support us, to let us know we're not alone, to have our back, especially when fear come creeping in, because fear will creep in. It will creep in through self-doubt. It will creep in through procrastination. It will creep in through analysis paralysis. It will creep in all kinds of sneaky ways. And so that's what the book is about. It's like, how do we activate our courage? How do I align with what I need and value? How do I alleviate those stressors getting my best? Can I take 1 minute today to breathe? Can I take 1 minute to, get some fresh air? And then, of course, taking action. If I'm really wanting to do this thing, am I gonna let the hardships of motherhood hold me back, or the fears that I have from imposter syndrome hold me back? Or am I going to call on my courage to just take one step today? Just one step that's going to move the needle and get me a little closer to feeling victorious.
Yeah. What a beautiful story. I do remember my moment similar to that. You said lioness, which my last name is Lion, so I have a connection
Yeah.
to lions. And there was a moment when I think like I'd been in this pit for a while. And the Katy Perry song Roar came
Yeah.
on. And I remember watching that video. And there, if you've ever watched the video, there's a part where
Kids love that
she's,
video. They watch
have you
all
seen it
the
over
time.
and over, right?
Yeah.
And she like, there's a tiger that's like stalking her, and then she roars back at it, and her like spirit animal being a lion like comes and like roars on this tiger, and the tiger runs away. And I remember crying the first time that I saw that video, and that it would produce tears for a while, because that was like, for me, that inner strength was, that was the visual of that inner strength coming out. And not knowing that I possessed that. And for many, many years, not knowing that that's what that was notifying me of, you know? So that's really cool. The three things that came from that experience for you. Is there a piece of advice that you want to share with moms?
Yes. mamas, you have a lot going on. You're juggling a lot. And it's hard. And because there is so much on your plate at any given moment, one of the most courageous things you can do is take a moment to pause and assess if there's something that you can take off your plate. And the way you can do that is by calling in your courage. Right. How, and I walk through the process in the book, and I also have like a little audio on my website where folks can do the exercise. It's really quick. But the more you build a relationship with your courage, your courage will tell you, like, no, you should not do that anymore. You need to let go of that thing, or, you know, maybe you need to close up shop on that thing, or maybe you need to ask for help or outsource that thing because that thing is also sucking your soul. And so I like to do a lot at the same time because I'm an overambitious Sagittarian, and it's just in my nature to take on too much. And then add motherhood, that did not help. And so over the years, it's been a slow process for me, but often Dorka will be like, no, you're closing the laptop, you're going to bed right now. Or no, you actually can't do that thing anymore. I know you're real excited about it. I know you think you can do it, but guess what? You're going to burn out real quick. Cause that's what I was doing. I was burning out left and right. And, you know, moms out there, the last thing you want to do, especially after burning out from one thing, is burn out from something else. And so calling in your courage to really assess what you're in alignment with and let go of what you're not in alignment with as much as you can, right? Because motherhood is motherhood. There's just stuff you got to do, can be really helpful.
Yeah.
It can be really
helpful. I had a coach one time tell me to write down everything that I was doing during the day. And it was very eye-opening.
I bet.
In good ways and bad ways, you know, but... You passed on your cough to me.
Sorry.
But the thing that she had me do is to rank it on, I think it was a simple scale, like a scale of 1 to 3. Like 1, I hate it. 2, it's neutral, and 3 is I love it. Like I love it, and then. The things that were ones, I was like, do they have to be done by me? Or can I, do they have to be done at all? Do they have to be done by me? And if the answer to either of those is no, then who can you delegate it to? And also, do you have to do it today? Can you delay it? And it was, it took so many things off of my plate. Because there's a lot of things that we do that don't have to be done by us.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that we do that we don't enjoy that somebody else in your household might enjoy and might do it. Maybe they won't do it as good as you. And those are those times that I gotta let that go.
Okay.
You know, it's like... My son turned 12 and I said, when you're 12, you're going to start putting away, you know, certain, like I sort everybody's clothes and I lay them all out. And then everybody puts away their own clothes. And he's not 100% at all of the clothes, but there's everything but the shirts he does himself. And does he put his pants or underwear the way that I would do them? Does he organize them the way that I would? No, but I'm not going to do it for the rest of his life. So why do I have to keep doing it right now? Like, just let that, like, that's just a really good example of let that go. Because eventually he'll get tired of his room looking dirty, because I can let that go too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while he does like me, where he'll get mad and start cleaning or he'll get tired of it and start cleaning. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we have our fingers in that mm-hmm. we're trying to control, that we're trying to be the puppet master of. And if we could just cut those strings, like, things wouldn't weigh so heavy on us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a book that was instrumental in your personal development journey?
Yes. The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. That book has been like my go-to guidebook for the last maybe 15 years or so. In my early 20s, the book was gifted to me by my cousin. And I didn't know about like its international acclaim back then. I was just like, oh, this is a cool book. And I remember reading it and going, oh my gosh, right? This, like, you know, the universe conspires to support you, right? And if you just follow the omens, the breadcrumbs along the way, you'll get there. You'll get to the thing, the path that you are in alignment with, or you'll get to your purpose. And so that is a guidebook that I go to. I don't really reread books, but it's a book I'll reread like maybe once a year or like once every 2 years, because the journey is filled with unknowns. And if you just hold on to that courage, that belief inside of you, things will work it eventually work itself out. Will it look messy? Sure. But it does have a really powerful ending. So that is a book that's been really transformational for me.
Awesome. That is actually a book that's in my library queue. So you said it's 15 years old. The fact that it's still being reserved where there's a wait list is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's even older than that. I think it had its 25th anniversary not that long ago. I remember Oprah was doing some kind of like anniversary interview with the author. Yes, and it's such a short read. It doesn't take very long, but it is powerful. So I'm glad it's in your queue.
I think it's popped up as like I could borrow it, and I delayed it by a week because I was in the middle of a different book. But next time it pops up, I'll make sure to grab it and read it, so it'll move up the queue for next book I read. Where can our listeners find you?
Yes, you can find me in a few different places. For anyone on Instagram, I'm at Coach Shanita. That's my handle. And if you go to www.coachshanita.com/book, the Courage Activation audio exercise, it's there. You can just download it. There's also a Courage Manifesto that you can download, and that's one of the exercises in the book. Often it's scary, pausing all the things and committing to ourselves. And so the manifesto is just like a really nice declaration that you can make to yourself to support you, to remind you, that's right. I'm taking this step to do me. I'm taking this step to reclaim my time, to reclaim my energy. And so coachneen.com/book, you can get all the goodies there. And the book is sold wherever books are sold, right? Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, all the places. It's on audiobook format too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing such amazing wisdom and for pouring into our guests and into me. And I definitely appreciate your time.
Thank you. Wishing you all lots of victoriousness.
Thank you so much. And there will be another episode of Imperfect Momming for you all next week. And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mommying. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alishalyons.com. See you next time.